just having a bag of books is like getting Christmas every 6 weeks.
No matter how far away the library is from you, they can still send books to you.
When you live on a remote property in outback New South Wales, it's not always that easy to pop into town to get some new books to read. That's why the free Outback Letterbox Library is such a saviour for book lovers like Sally Bright and young Ethan Hill.
What's your favourite type of book?
Cowboys and adventure and stuff like that.
Hello, I'm Sophie Wainwright. For the past 40 years, the Broken Hill Library Service has been dispatching books and magazines to the furthest corners of the Far West. Tracy Fraser is the library coordinator. She and her staff are responsible for sending out the distinctive green library bags by post and freight to more than 500 clients.
The majority of these, the residents that we supply to, are quite isolated. They're hours or even days from a library service. So in supplying these items, we include them in a library service. They get recreational items, educational items delivered to their door. It makes them feel inclusive and includes them in a library service, which with the distances covered, that would not be possible at all. It varies from station owners, governesses, children studying out on stations, right through to town dwellers that don't have a library service.
Sally Bright from Mount Woolwillara Station, 120 kilometres northwest of Broken Hill, certainly fits the bill. She's been a member of the Outback Letterbox Library for about 20 years.
What would life be like without the service?
Well, if you ask my family, they'd probably prefer I didn't get it because if I get sent good books, sometimes there's a lack of tea being cooked or housework being done, or I just say, yep, just one more page, yep, I'll come out in the paddock, just one more page, and it sometimes ends up a chapter before I actually get out there. And the biggest blessing's been the audio books that have come with the packages. They have killed many trips to town where we've actually pulled up in town and continued listening to the book.
Is it fair to say that without the service you would be reading less?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be one of the list on jobs on your list where you think, oh, go to library, but you would probably not. It would just go down the list and not be done.
The Hill family lives even further away. It's a 5-hour drive from Wacker Station up near the Queensland border into Broken Hill. With two young boys to keep occupied, the library service is a godsend for parents Bodie and Rachel.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing when we actually have to ban our boys from reading books. But there's a rule that in the morning they get up, they'll grab a book and sit in front of the fire. And we've made a rule in our house that they're not allowed to read a book until they're dressed, otherwise they can be sitting all morning. So, they get very excited about new books.
Do you borrow yourself?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What sort of books do you
read? I really don't know. I don't have a favourite author. I actually prefer when they send them out because it's a surprise. You normally read books that you wouldn't normally choose yourself, so it's a vast range. I like sort of books that, a lot of history ones or anything you can learn something from, I feel.
So. Yeah, and I like sort of getting the gardening ones or plants and, you know, native plants, things like that. Bode's interested in that as well. And, just anything really. There's some really cool crafty sort of ones and, yeah,
good
awesome.
Good range at the library.
Yeah.
But with the rising popularity of e-books and internet downloads, is there a future for the Outback Letterbox Library and its regular deliveries? Librarian Tracy Fraser believes the service will continue to play a valuable role for people living in the bush for some time to come.
In far west New South Wales, there is very limited internet coverage. And that internet coverage, if they do have it, is very limited and spasmodic, so they don't have an ideal coverage as a town site or a city that does have NBN or the internet. Libraries are tending to go towards more digital, but these isolated stations just don't have the coverage. I don't foresee a great change in the near future. There will still be people living remotely and they will require these services.
And even if the internet service was up to speed, would everyone want to embrace modern technology? Sally Bright and Rachel Hill aren't so sure.
really, I'm a bit of a purist. I like a good book. I like to, you can go to bed with a book. It's much nicer than going to bed with a Kindle.
And I don't know, if my kids were sitting down with iPads in front of them reading books off the screen, I just don't know if I'd love that. Where, you know, they can grab a book, go sit out in the veranda in the sun, and, you know, when you see them sitting there with a book in their lap, it just looks, you know, I don't know, I just like the idea of not looking at a screen. So, yeah, the e-books are great, you know, but I do like the old-fashioned way.
No, Edward, you're not supposed to ride him.